Erast Petrovich van Doren began regarding himself as a harmonious man from the moment when he mounted the first rung on the ladder of wisdom. This event occurred neither too late nor too soon, but at precisely the right moment, at an age when it is already time to draw conclusions, but it is still possible to change one's plans. The most substantial conclusion, drawn from the years he had already lived, resolved itself into a supremely brief maxim that was worth all the philosophical teachings of the world taken together. Growing older is good. Growing older signified maturing, that is, not deteriorating, but improving, becoming stronger, wiser, more complete. If, as a man grew older, he had a feeling of impoverishment instead of enrichment, then his ship had wandered off course. To continue the maritime metaphor, one might say that Van Doren had cruised past the reefs of the 50s, where men so often suffer shipwreck, under full sail and with his standard fluttering aloft in the breeze. The crew had very nearly mutinied, to be sure, but disaster had been avoided. The attempted mutiny actually took place on his 50th birthday, which of course was no accident. There is an indisputable magic in the combination of figures that is not felt only by those who are totally devoid of imagination. Having celebrated his birthday with a walk along the seabed in a diving suit, at that time Erast Petrovich was a passionate enthusiast of deep-sea diving, in the evening he sat on the veranda, watching the public stroll along the esplanade, sipping on his rum punch, and mentally repeating to himself, "I am 50. I am 50," as if he were trying to get the taste of an unfamiliar drink. Suddenly his gaze fell on a decrepit little old man in a white Panama hat, a desiccated, trembling mummy who was being pushed along in a wheelchair by a mulatto servant. The gaze of this Methuselah was clouded, and there was a thread of saliva dangling from his chin. "I hope I shall not live to that age," Van Doren thought, and suddenly realized that he was frightened. And then he felt even more frightened by the fact that the thought of old age had frightened him. His mood was ruined. He went back to his hotel room to tell his jade beads and paint the hieroglyph for old age on a sheet of paper. When the sheet had been covered with renderings of the symbol in every possible style, the problem had resolved itself. A concept had been elaborated. The shipboard mutiny had been suppressed. Erast Petrovich had mastered the first stage of wisdom. Life could not be a descent, only an ascent, right to the very final moment. That was one. That much-quoted line by Pushkin, "Days follow days in flight, each day bearing off particles of being," contained an error of logic. The poet had probably been in a melancholic mood, or it was simply a slip of the pen. The verse should have read, "Days follow days in flight, each day bringing new particles of being." If a man lived correctly, the flow of time rendered him richer, not poorer. That was two. Aging should be a profitable transaction, a natural exchange of physical and mental strength for spiritual strength, of outward beauty for inner. That was three. Everything depended on the quality of your wine. If it was cheap, age would sour it. If it was noble, it would only improve. The conclusion from this was, the older a man becomes, the more his quality must improve. That was four. Oh, and there was a fifth point as well. Erast Petrovich had no intention of renouncing his physical and mental strength, and he devised a special program to ensure that he wouldn't. In each succeeding year of his life, he had to conquer a new frontier. Actually, two frontiers, a physical sporting one and an intellectual one. Then growing old would not be frightening, but interesting.